You're, I can't do it like Yogi. I'm so sorry. I can't. It's not me.
Let's just not try. Let's just not.
We're not even gonna try. We're not even gonna do that. We're not gonna do it either. Justice. No. What's up, everybody? My name's Ebony. Welcome to Walking 90. It's been a while, but you know, we back. We couldn't go another week without another show. We want to put ourselves in front of you, even if all of our teams are not doing great right now. Yeah,
it was. We were going to record last week. I swear, we were going to record last week. Like that was the plan. And then the Open Cup said no.
And then every League One freaking game went to penalties
on that Wednesday. Yeah, it was like no, you are not going to record because by the time all the games were done, it was like 9:45 Central. I was like, I'm going to bed. I'm not doing this.
It was it got late quick. But we are here now and we're gonna talk about those games in a little bit. As always, I'm Ebony, to whatever side you're to. The right? I guess we'll go with the right. We've got Kyle. How are you doing?
Soccer's dumb. Sports are annoying right now. You know, I was feeling great. If you had asked me this on like Sunday, sports are great. No problem.
Oh yeah, your team didn't do that thing, and now,
and it's like, which team are we talking about? Because the Bucks got massive beat last night, and Liverpool lose to fucking Everton today. So I'm like, you know what? Soccer's dumb. Sports are dumb.
Sports are dumb. That's fair. Honestly, I will give you that.
Yeah. But I get to go to Vegas next week, so that'll be good.
Vegas is always a fun one. I'm waiting for my first trip. I've only passed through, and the wildness that happens in that airport, I can only imagine what the city is like. Either way, we have a jam-packed show because we have not recorded it in a while, and a lot of games have happened. But we're going to try to make sure that we get through them as quick as possible, touch on the important parts, leave out the bullshit. We don't have Yogi's sign of derailment here today, which you're going to miss, honestly, but, you know, whatever. Let's start with some league news because we have two teams that are coming into the league. USL to Eugene, Oregon.
I guess we're trying this again. I feel like
this is the third time.
Sure. You know, I'm cautiously optimistic. I would love a team in the Midwest. That would be great, but well, I'll make do.
And USL to Portland is going to be revealing their logo and branding here in like very soon, right? Like in the next week or two? Yeah.
Because they just hired a whatchamacallit?
GM?
Yeah.
Or president. Yeah.
The vice president, the club president and chief business officer. They just announced that like in the last week. So, and then they said less than 2 weeks. Yeah, they tweeted on the 17th of April, less than 2 weeks until we unveil our name, crest, and brand. And we're thrilled to announce the addition of Kevin Scholl as our club president and chief business officer. So, we're assuming it's going to be next week then. I'm kind of curious how they're going to go about it. It seems like based off of the page and everything, I'm sure there's going to be some green. I feel like it's going to be green and gold.
I feel like you can't do anything but green and gold with the way that everything that they've led up to is in.
It has to be green. It has to be green. With all the stuff they were doing in the past, it has to be green.
Yeah. I truly believe that it's going to be whatever it is going to be great. Like you're up there and have you seen Vermont's logo? It's amazing. So I have no doubts that that's going to be a really fun addition. That marketing and that branding and whatever it is going to be cool. And I can't wait to see it in action. Then USL to Atlanta, quote unquote. Maybe. We kind of talked about it in our group chat, but it was, it's an interesting one. I think it's more for the Super League versus League One. Because you really cannot. You're not going to compete with Atlanta United. And then you already have Tormenta there. So
I feel like this is, yeah, definitely Super League with the potential of if USL does some new division where it might be like either the Division Two, or I feel like it's going to kind of, and I feel like it's going to be more for like suburby Atlanta as opposed to Atlanta.
Yeah.
I feel like it's going to be kind of like more like the Cobb County, like where the Braves are playing, like kind of that. I feel like that's who they're going to be targeting. Like, I don't think they're going to be able to get Atlanta United fans. I don't think they're going to get the city of Atlanta. I think they're going to try and get Atlanta suburbs.
I guess that's a good marketing strategy. If you, I guess if you can't
do it for the if you're doing it for the Super League, excellent idea. Regardless,
yeah,
doing it for the Super League, home run idea. Doing it for men, I don't like.
Yeah, you're not. It's not. I don't see it happening, but it's coming. At least for Super League, it is coming, and it's gonna be. Should be fun. The growth of the Super League, if we can touch on it real quick, has been awesome. Amanda has really changed the landscape of like lower league, even though it's D1 soccer. So I'm very happy with how they're progressing, and I can't wait to see what they do next. It should be a very fun and interesting season.
They got Carolina Ascent, mm-hmm. they got Fort Lauderdale, they got Lexington, they got Spokane,
Tampa Bay,
Richmond. Oh no, that's W League.
That's SW, yeah.
Madison eventually, Tucson eventually, Chattanooga eventually.
Mm-hmm.
I think there's one other I'm missing.
I'm probably missing it in my head, but it's fine.
Yeah, I feel like right now it looks like there's going to be like what, one, two. Oakland, I thought I was going to, you know, 12 teams, which would be an impressive year one plan to have. And that's just the teams that have declared. That's not assuming, you know, maybe a W League team tries to make that jump up. That's not assuming, you know, like an Omaha doesn't get involved at some point.
Right. I mean, DC. So it's going to be a fun league. Can't wait for it to start. Can't wait for us to be able to like cover it fully and, you know, bring some of those players on and, you know, talk about how good this league is and how much fun it is. So, yeah, that's going to be a good one. Since we have missed quite a few weeks of recording, there's been a lot of games recently. We're not going to try to touch on all of them because that would take us 2 hours. But we are going to look at the games that have been the most impactful for this season, from beginning to now. So I know we recorded once afterwards and we were talking a little bit about Open Cup. We're going to touch a little bit more on that. But let's start with some of the most impactful games from the last few weeks. I know my biggest one is towards the end. So right now we're going to start with Richmond 3, Fuego 2. That game was interesting. My biggest takeaway from it is Fuego might be legit. And as I've said from the beginning, I'm rocking with Fuego because they're rocking with me.
The thing with Fuego is they are not going to be the bad team that we have seen the last 2 years. They're going to be competitive. Yeah. They're going to at least make teams for it. And I think we saw that early on against Tormenta. I was like, okay, this was not going to be a pushover. The only concern I have is this team's defending leaves a lot to be desired. And I think that Richmond game, because I think either the week before or the week after, they allowed 3 goals to Ford Madison as well. And there was a red card involved in that game against Ford Madison, but it's still, you know, when you're allowing that many goals, it is kind of tough to really make any moves up or down the table because of it. So that is my only concern right now. And I mean, they've been on a very poor run of form. Losing Omaha, yeah, that's fine. But then, yeah, they lost to Madison the week before, 0-3. Lose Richmond, 3-2, after having a pretty good performance up until blowing the lead and then lose 2-4 to Chattanooga. So it's kind of like all right, yeah, like you're going to be legit, but we also need to see you defend in order for us to truly be like, all right, you're not being last, but
defending's it's not a
better
fun.
Fight.
I guess, but
they're fun to watch. They are entertaining at least this year. We did not say that the last 2 years.
That's fair. I mean, it obviously it's a new team, whole new team. Jermaine is trying his best. We just got to see what it leads to. Obviously, a lot of up and down, like you said, the highs and lows of wins and losses. But now the losses are kind of stacking up. So we'll see. I'm kind of excited for their next game, just because it is the Jägermeister Cup. I don't really know what else to call it.
I'm calling it the Cup. I'm calling it the League Cup.
That's what we'll call it. Yes. Yes. Unless Jaeger's trying to sponsor. In that case, I love Jaeger.
Exactly.
You can destroy my lungs once, liver once more. That's okay. Whatever. Next one I'm excited about, but it's going to be Lexington 2, Spokane 2. That is a draw that is a win for Spokane. So I remember coming on here the very beginning when people were talking to me about Lexington and being powerful and blah, blah, blah. I ain't seen it yet.
Yeah.
I mean, and I had hope. I said you guys were going to blow through the first half because you were going to lose some key people for the second half and try to ride that to the playoffs. And y'all took the second half and made it the first half. And I don't know what's going on. Well, actually I do. I've said it already, Lancaster, but still, that was before I didn't even hit the panic button yet on that one. My hand was hovering, but I hadn't hit it yet. We've got some questions, but for Spokane, that's gritty. I like that. That is you saying we're not just going to back down in this league. We are ready. And you scored. You scored early. I don't know what happened in that second half. Kind of disappeared. I mean, but I think both teams kind of did anyway because all the scoring was in the first half. The stats are not great. You led a lot of them, though. You fought. You fought hard. I just need a little bit more for like that final push. But other than that, I'm very happy with Spokane and what they're doing so far this season.
I figured Spokane would be solid. I wasn't expecting them, be storming the league or doing that, but I figured they'd be solid. I am curious to see how they handle a little bit of a tougher schedule just because two of the wins, I mean, they've beaten Richmond twice and Richmond will get them, but getting two wins against Richmond, okay, fine. The Lexington, maybe this is a team in a spiral. They beat Noco, which was probably like the one where I was like, oh, okay, like there is something to this Spokane. When they beat Noco, and then it's kind of like the loss to Charlotte, loss to Greenville, like two teams that have actually had a positive record. I would say overall positive. So does this a more difficult schedule coming up? Like they get Fuego, so maybe this weekend. Fuego will be fine, but then it's like, okay, you got Omaha, you got Madison, you got Greenville. The good thing for them in May is all those are at home. So they got a very home-heavy schedule coming up, which is probably good for them because they've won their two games. But that's what I'll be kind of curious. Like, okay, how legit is this Spokane team really going to be? Because they're going to get some stern tests in the month of May with your three matches against Omaha, Greenville, and Madison. Definitely not an easy one, but so far, you got to like what you've seen out of Spokane. Like, you can't be, if you're a Spokane fan, I'd be thrilled. I'd be like, yes, this is great. This is what I want.
And it's the fact that in just about all of these games, they're leading in a lot of the categories, like shots taken, shots on goal, pass accuracy, defending. Like, they're there, honestly. It's just a matter of, like, putting that last goal in the back of the net. So I can't wait to see how they progress. It should be a fun one. But Lexington?
We'll get to them.
We But remember, we haven't hit the button yet. So, yeah. And you mentioned Spokane beating Kickers a couple times. It was my next biggest one was Kicker 0, Spokane 2. That's a good result for Spokane. And that also tells us that the Kickers are really in a rebuild. It's looking.
And I don't know what the solution is for the Kickers. I don't know. It's either hoping that some of these young players really start learning, like they have to pretty much figure it out, or I don't know, because yeah, they got the win against Fuego, but even that one took a lot of work to get there. And it's just
yeah, like, that was I think more fight than they really wanted it to be. But also, I think the only positive thing you can take right now from the Kicker season is that they're not the worst, because there's two teams under them. So maybe there's something to build on, hopefully. But it's not looking great. To be fair, though, that Loudoun game was probably one of their best games of the season. Yes. So, and that was Open Cup.
The Henny Derby was a good performance from them.
Yes. There was a lot that happened, which we're going to talk about here in a second, because that's going to be one of my favorite games too. But it's not like, I'm more concerned that there's like no transition in that team. They went from all to nothing, and it's like now it's all or nothing on the field. Like, in terms of personnel, in terms of style of play, all of it. There's nothing. And that feels very harsh to say, but just looking at how they've handled some of even these Open Cup games, what is your objective? Because if you can't, like, can you answer that question about the season, and then can you answer that question about each individual game? I don't know if they're answering those questions within the team, but we're asking them out loud because this does not look good. Now, to be fair, there are teams that look worse, and you can see that they look worse, but I'm concerned that there's going to be a mass exodus if they don't start winning.
And it's kind of tough because it's like, okay, if you're going to be, you're like, okay, we're going to try and be a team that scores a lot of goals. We scored 7 goals in 5 games, which puts you at what? I think they're tied for 4th for most goals scored with Fuego, but you're looking at Chattanooga or Madison, who have played less matches than them, and they're only 1 behind. Like, Madison's 1 goal behind, Chattanooga's 2 goals behind. Okay, fine. What about defense? Well, you haven't had a clean sheet all season. You have allowed 11 goals. That is 2nd most of the league, only behind Fuego. You're conceding fouls left and right. You're getting yellow cards. It's kind of one of those, like, I don't know what they're doing. Like, their passing accuracy is, I guess, good. So, like, maybe that's going to go for them. But it's just...
But where are we passing to?
I that's where I'm concerned. I mean, they're doing well converting the shots they take, so it's not as though they're like just completely hopeless, but it's just kind of like, either like, do you want to be a good offensive team or do you want to be a good defensive team? Because right now you're kind of just meh at both.
Yeah, I think if they can figure it out before the end of May, which isn't a lot of games, obviously, honestly. You've got some Jägermeister games in there. I'm going to keep saying it like that. I'm so sorry.
I'm okay with that.
But it's going to – it's – how do you – like, I don't want to be mean about it, but also these are professionals and they need to get it together. So
yeah, hope. I mean, we'll see. They got Greenville and the Jägermeister. which that's probably the last team you want to play right now.
Right. That's going to be, yeah.
But look, you don't need to defend in that one. Just get all the goals because tiebreaker is most goals scored for some fucking reason. So just go on and try it.
Shoot a score shoot, bunch. Man. Just keep going. Keep going. Keep shooting. No matter what. Just keep shooting. The next game, Madison 2, Kickers 2, aka the Henny Derby. That game looked a hot mess, like in terms of everything that was happening around. It looked like a fun game. 2-2 is not bad. It's not what I was expecting from that game, I'm not gonna lie. But that sets us up for a very fun showdown on Big CBS for the Henny Derby in July. So you were there. How was it?
I was a drunken mess. Vibes were great. You know, always good to have people come for that match. It was a good time. My body hated me all of Sunday. I made some choices. But the match itself, it was actually a good match. I mean, you get wonder goals that happen. I mean, Derek Gebhardt's goal, tight angle, somehow is able to sneak that through. You get the bicycle kick. That one goal of the week made SportsCenter top 10. It was defensively very questionable from both teams, which is weird because normally the Henny Derby, it's like the most compact defensive. Like, if you want to watch good defending like that, the Henny Derby is what you want to do. But this one, not so much. The ref seemed to have completely lost all control of the game, though, in the second half. And that was the part that confused me the most because, like, oh, the first half was going great. And then the ref in the second half, it just seemed like they switched them at halftime or something. But overall, it was a fun match to watch. I had a great time. My body had a great time Saturday and not Sunday.
So what did this game teach you about your team?
It gave me the feeling of, even though there was no Christian Chaney, this team is capable of scoring, which... again, capable, and wasn't sure where to get that. And I think the four Madison midfielders are really going to be key because you got Wolfgang, who got the assist for the second goal. He pretty much beats his defender, gets on the byline, and is able to put in a perfect cross to Davila to score. We've seen Devin Boyce notching a couple goals. We're seeing John Murphy be able, like, it seems like the midfield is really what's going to make this work for Ford Madison because it seems like this is a more dynamic midfield than I am used to seeing. And if they can get Chaney back and healthy and get him and Galindres working together, Sharif Dia finally is here. It kind of feels like the pieces are there for the attack to actually work, but I feel like the midfield is really what's going to make or break for Madison's season.
And what do you think this game taught Richmond fans?
It's kind of tough to like fully explain what it taught. I feel like, because on the one hand, you could say, okay, cool, we went into Madison on their home opener, you know, we didn't lose, which is good. But at the same time, you had that game, you were able to take the lead and weren't able to hold it. I don't know what you take away from that if you're rich. I feel like you go with, we'll take a point, but probably should have won that game. Maybe having that feeling.
I think the bigger picture is they can take away that, you know, this team can do it.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, they can score, you know, they can put together a solid, at least a half, 75 minutes. So maybe
they figure it out how to do it for 90 minutes. They'll be fine.
Yeah. I feel like you know that you're working towards that. I think, like, you're 75 minutes there, right? Like, you're so close.
Yeah.
And I think at that point we're starting to answer some of the questions of like, what is your objective? Well, you knew what your objective was for that game. You don't want to lose. You don't want to lose, especially in the Henny Derby. It's the most talked about derby by the league, for the league.
And that would have been a fourth straight loss.
Right. And exactly. And you've already been hemorrhaging and you don't want another loss on the books, especially your fourth in a row or fifth in a row. So I think the Henny Derby taught them that you've got the dogs in your squad. Now you just need to finish.
And it's funny because they go through that performance and then they go into the Open Cup and then it's like, okay, yeah, they've got it. And then they just lay a stinker against Spokane. It's like, okay, maybe not. I don't know what to do about this.
They're Fuego, but with like more time together at this point. There we go. Which is very harsh, but it feels so appropriate. And then my last one, which is the one where I'm like hitting the panic button. Tormenta 3, Lexington 0.
We said, I think I said, this is loser hits the panic button derby.
Yes, yes.
I said loser hits the panic button. Lexington is full on smashing that panic button right now.
I don't know how you fix this problem because you have so much talent on that roster. You should be sitting top of the league right now. Like, top to bottom, that roster is stacked. That is a championship roster, like USL championship roster. And this is where you sit.
Well, and the thing is, and this is, I think the thing for me was kind of, you looked at all the moves they made, and a lot of those were just kind of more focused on the attack. Like the defense,
but even the attack's not doing anything.
And that's what I was going to say. Like, you look at that, and the defense was always going to be a concern because, like, okay, yes, you brought back both your keepers. That's good. But that defense, which was not great last year, didn't really make significant improvements on that. Okay, the defense is not good, allowing 10 goals. Weirdly enough, they have two clean sheets, but I think one of those was like literally the first game of the season. And then, yeah, the attack has not done anything. They've only scored 5 goals. That is where I think the panic button happens, because you've only scored 5 goals. You've got a conversion rate of only 12%. This is not looking great. Your passing accuracy is still pretty, like, it is, everything about it is just screaming mid. And for the attacking talent that is on that squad, you got to be hitting the panic button, because you can't be going in with everyone is expecting you to be top of the table, or at least near top of the table, and you are floating outside the playoff line. And you've also played the joint most matches. Like, you've played 6 matches. Yep. Like, Tormenta's played 6. Spokane's played 6. Greenville's played 6. Otherwise, all these other teams that, like, Chattanooga playing 3, which, I mean, that was their own doing, but, you know, Chattanooga's only played 3, Richmond's played 5, Fuego's played 5, Nokel's played 4, and they all can catch you pretty much with a win.
Yep.
There is a possibility that if all those teams below them get the 6 matches, it's a possibility Lexington sitting bottom of the table.
And your next game is in the Jägermeister Cup. And
I guess we'll see.
Yep. We'll see. I'm very interested to see how you turn this around, how you spend this, because you spent a lot of money. You built in a very aggressively attacking roster, and the attack's not attacking.
Yeah,
they just sitting there. You crashed out in the first round of the Open Cup again to a very good Vermont team that nobody was really prepared for, but still,
at the same time, a team of your caliber, you would think, like, Vermont is a good team, but you, again, this is a team that we're expecting to be top, near the top.
And you're not. Now, this isn't to say you can't turn it around, because you absolutely can. But you might want to do it sooner rather than later.
Yeah.
It gets congested quick. and all of a sudden it's October and you are still sitting in 10th. So just have a seance, do whatever you got to do, sacrifice whatever animal you need to. I don't care. Just pray about it, do something with it. Holy water, the locker room, whatever. I don't care. But figure it out, because I don't want to have to get on this pod and just start laughing for 25 minutes, okay? Cool. What?
I have one other game / team that I feel like we should talk about.
Okay.
Should Noko be hitting the panic button?
Ooh, see?
Because as much as Lexington is, and we're all looking at Lexington and even Richmond to be like, oh, they ain't looking good. Noko's over here with four matches and you have to win a game. They've only scored two goals.
I also was kind of not expecting Noko to be decent this year.
I figured they'd be better than what they've shown. I figured having a conversion rate of 5%, I wasn't expecting that.
I wasn't expecting that bad, but I was expecting bad. So yes, if you're a Noko fan and you see some of the people you bought back and you say, how are they not gelling? Yeah. But as an outside fan, looking at this Noko team and the teams around them that like bolstered their rosters, I was expecting Noko to be towards the bottom. Like, not playoffs, definitely not that.
Oh, and then they get Omaha on the road. And I mean, yes, it's a very road heavy schedule, which is probably not easy, but at the same time, this is the third year they've done that. So it's not as though like all of a sudden having to go very road heavy should be no.
Like nobody's going to.
I know they also have their striker who.
Sorry, go ahead.
You don't get that sympathy. They had their other striker to go along with Para, who was supposed to like be there and then isn't for reasons. And then your backup striker is now Jake Keegan. Like, also, we should have saw this coming.
Jake Keegan, Cardio Club, man. Sometimes you just got
a lot of money. He is your backup striker. You want to know why you have a 5% conversion rate?
Also, Chirwan and Henny is very good.
I believe it.
It's really good.
I believe it.
Just got a little bit more. Fuck it. I'm just over here. Glass? No, it's in the can.
Okay.
So yeah, I understand why fans of Noko would hit the panic button. But I didn't have high expectations for them this year anyway, so I feel like we're fine. But I can see why we need to teeter them on the button. I can, as a collective, I can see if why like our hand is hovering, or we've moved it closer. We can move it closer, just to be like it's next to the mouse.
Like if we had to do okay, Lexington's already hit it. Now you give the panic button to the next team that is close to hitting it. Noko is probably that team. Maybe it's either Noko or Tormenta, where you're like, here you go. You gonna hit it?
I figured it'd be Tormenta, then Noko.
I would have said Tormenta, and then they won 3-0 against Lexington. So I'm like, okay, some pressure is off for now.
I can give you for now.
They get a week. That's they get a week bye.
That's crazy. Okay. That is our games to look back on. I feel like there are some teams that are going to have to really dig deep and look within. And some teams that are just like coasting. Omaha, we didn't even have to mention you because you just chilling. Greenville.
You've also only played 3 games, so it's kind of like, I don't know what to take out of this.
Hey. We're going to give it to them.
They went almost a month. I mean, props to them because they went almost a month without playing like a league match. And it's like, oh, that's fine. We'll figure it out. We'll shake off the rust.
Whatever. It's fine. Greenville sitting pretty. Ford not doing too bad themselves. Like, you know, there's some teams up there that are just like Spokane. We mentioned them because we were just like, you know, they're showing the league what they can do, and they're sitting in second right now. No hate.
Knoxville has had a solid start to the season. You know, they started with 3 straight wins.
Omaha, Charlotte, and Georgia, Tormenta is sitting at 7, so they take up they take up 4, 5, and 6 on the table. So, you know, there's some teams just like rolling through as we just plug along and try to figure out what these other bottom teams are doing. So, you know, we're good.
Yeah.
You mentioned Omaha and not playing a league game, but they did play a couple of Open Cup games, which is what we're going to recap here. So League One entered into the Open Cup round 2 rounds ago.
First round.
Okay.
I think officially first round. I don't know how they call it, but yeah.
Yeah, that's why I was like, it was a lot of, yeah, no, that's not for me. But some of the biggest games was Vermont Green FC 4, Lexington 3. We touched on that at the last pod. Still one of my favorite games of this whole tournament. That's a lie. Ferralito played several times, and it was glorious. Spokane 1, Ballard 0. That was from the first round from the games from the 19th to the 21st. That was a dogfight. And
I don't know how Spokane walked out of that with a win.
Yeah.
But that's a fuck it. Smash and grab. Get the hell out.
Exactly. And they were okay with it. I'm a Ballard fan, so I was definitely rooting for Ballard. But I love that Spokane smash and grabbed, got out of there and said, have a good day. Yep. That was a fun one. Those were my big ones from that first round. Did you have a game where you just were like, well, I pulled all the U.S. League One games just because, you know, League One.
Pod. I feel like all the other ones were kind of like pretty straightforward. Ford Madison getting a 2-0 win against Duluth. Omaha Rampage through Western Mat. Like, all the USL One teams did what was expected. Maybe Greenville having a closer match against South Carolina United than I would have expected.
Yeah.
That one was. Kickers and Crystals, like, closer than expected. But also, it's like, I wasn't downplaying the other teams. I just, especially Greenville, is kind of like, you would have expected more. But at the same time, it's not like they're a threat to losing. It was just kind of a.
Right.
Yeah. So there wasn't anything like notable in the first round.
Yeah. Second round, though, we definitely saw some interesting games. Kickers 5, Bobcats 2. That was a good one. But the biggest one was Ferralito 2, Fuego 1. That was so much fun. That was such a great game.
I watched that the next morning because after Ford lost, I was like, I don't want to watch any soccer right now. Fuck this. So I watched that one later.
it was awesome. Ferralito just is America's team at this point. Was America's team at that point. I don't understand how people don't like the Open Cup. Because it is one of the greatest tournaments that US has produced. It's so cool, so much fun. If you have a local team and they are participating in the Open Cup, go.
Yeah.
Tickets are cheap as hell. It's something you'll never see again. Like, your team could be Ferralito going into Timbers 2 and winning, and you're sponsored by a burrito shop. Like, that's the local
burrito shop at that.
Exactly. Like, it's amazing. So to see them take that upset was awesome. We've seen a lot of two teams go down over those two. I think Crown Legacy went out in the first round. Austin went down in the first round. Just a lot, just really cool, really cool tournament. So go if you can. And then also you mentioned Ford losing, so they lost to Fire 2-0. But you know, still a fun time, I'm sure. But yeah, still have a lot of League One teams in it at that point. And then we get to the third round. That is the round where championship came in. No, championship came in the
championship came in.
Some championship teams came in that second, that April 2nd and third round. The rest of them came in April 16th to the 17th. And then a few more will come in the next round with some MLS teams. Here you see a lot of the League One teams bow out of the tournament. Kickers losing to Loudon on penalties. But the biggest upset was Tormenta 4, Miami FC 2. There were a lot of red cards.
Oh, yeah.
It was chippy.
I don't know what it is with Tormenta and Miami teams. I don't know what it is. Someone at Tormenta is going to ask. Rich, I'm going to need to explain what is it about Miami that pisses off Tormenta so much. Because last year we had Inter Miami, and now this year we got this with Miami FC.
Either way, it was very fun. I'm shocked that Miami lost the plot so bad that it was just like red cards. I believe that game had 2 red cards at the end. Yes. Yeah, that's crazy. No way. Well, how do you lose your composure that bad? But, you know, that's not that. I'm not a coach, so I cannot say anything about that one. Big one was Omaha winning in PKs versus El Paso with the young kid taking the final kick to send them through. That's a really cool story. Again, this is what this tournament is for. I cannot preach enough about this tournament and how much fun it is. So there we go. And then I thought that the Lights versus Spokane game, Spokane should have won that game. They absolutely could have won that game. The Lights aren't a serious team. They are a gimmick that plays soccer sometimes with a llama. That's all I got. So I hate it for Spokane, but it's the magic of the cup, so we'll just go with that part.
I mean, surprisingly, the Lights are not a complete embarrassment this season, at least, so good on them. But yeah, they are a show. They are a circus/parade show cosplaying as a soccer team.
I mean, when you have Batista coming in as an owner, it kind of... You have to be serious at some point, I guess.
But again, not the biggest embarrassment. That's still El Paso, who cannot seem to beat a League One team to save their life. And maybe they should. Maybe that's... If El Paso ever were to come down to League One, they might be the worst team to ever exist. Because they can't beat USL League One teams. Every year in the Cup, they lose to a USL League One team.
I feel bad, but also I don't.
I know.
Fuck all the other people. But maybe it's just me.
I'm just saying, they keep doing this themselves, and it's just funny.
I know. I feel like there are some teams where, Omaha can't stop winning against bigger clubs, but El Paso just consistently shits the bed against lower league teams, and I don't get it. We'll see how their season goes, only because... Now this is just one less competition they have to compete in. It's not like you can really get into Club World Cup from the championship or whatever because, you know, money. But we'll see. I don't have a lot of hope for them anyway in the season because I think NCFC plays them once this year. It's definitely not twice, but I think it's once. We have some weird West Coast games coming up, so I'm excited. And now because we're making good time. I'm very proud of us, Kyle. Look at us. Look at us.
Nothing gets derailed. Nothing gets derailed.
Nothing's getting derailed. Vibes and chaos. Let's go. This week, it is the inaugural kickoff of the Jägermeister Cup. I'm going to.
Because why not?
Right on. This brand new in-season tournament. Yes, sure. Because, yes, we needed it. And it's sponsored by Jägermeister. Because, sure, why not? I don't know what else to say about this tournament. It, I guess, makes sense, but also does not make sense. But we're going to go with it because, yeah.
Yeah, but how it all breaks down for those that don't know about it, this is the League Cup. They're kind of treating it more like a World Cup-style format. They're really encouraging attacking because there are three groups. We have the West group, which has Fuego, Noco, Omaha, Spokane. You have the Central group, which has Chattanooga, Knoxville, Lexington, and Madison. And then you got the East group, Charlotte, Greenville, Richmond, Tormenta. Each club will play 8 matches, 4 home, 4 away. They'll play the other teams in a group twice, along with 2 matches against clubs from another group, just based off of geographic proximity, more or less. So, like, Madison's going to play Omaha in one of the cup games, and I'm sure one of the East teams is going to play, like, a Chattanooga or Lexington. The top, what is it, top team that moves on? Top team from each group moves on, and then the next team is decided on whoever scores the most goals. Because why not? Yeah, the group winners advance in the knockout rounds, and the fourth playoff spot will be awarded to the non-group winner who scored the goals. So it doesn't matter if you won, if you won more games than the other teams. If you didn't score as many, it doesn't matter. Doesn't make sense, but sure. There's going to be a shootout. Matches that finish tied at the end of regulation will go directly to a penalty kick. With the shootout winner earning an extra point, and the shootout losers will earn a point for a draw.
What?
Yeah. Basically, fuck defense.
Yeah. They defending said, is so overrated. You like goal.
You are going to go score these goals. I want you to take risk. I want you to go for it. I want 5-4 every game. That's what the league, that's what Jägermeister and the league said. We don't that's care it. About actually trying to win. We want goals.
I guess. So the games. You've got Spokane versus Fuego, Greenville versus Kickers, Tormenta versus Charlotte, Red Wolves versus Knoxville on April 27th. And then you have Lexington versus Ford on April 28th. And then Omaha versus Noco on May 1st. So what are your vibes and chaos games?
So my vibes game is Omaha Noco. I feel like this is one where you just have it on. Omaha's likely to win. Maybe gets a little chippy, but overall, like, it's going to be a pretty ho-hum kind of game. That's what I have for vibes. Chaos, I got Spokane, Fuego, because that, we're talking about, oh, we want you to score goals. Well, how about a Fuego team that cannot defend, but can score, potentially? Let's just go with it. Let's go all out. Spokane, Fuego, seems like the kind of match that, if that's what the League Cup wants to be, goals on goals on goals, this is the matchup.
See, all right, so my vibes was Triumph Kickers. I feel like you can just throw this on. You know Greenville's going to put at least 2 up, like, easygoing game. Unless the Kickers just say, fuck it, I'm mad, and I'm just going to go straight at everybody for a solid 90 minutes. All gas, no breaks. It should be very relaxing game for all watching involved. My chaos is Chatta Knoxville, only because they don't give up a lot of goals, but they've scored the same amount. And I feel like one of those is going to be like a very, like, we're going to just go attack, because like you said, they want you to attack. And I feel like those two teams have the opportunity for this game to be like, this is how we're going to set up the league, and we're going to make sure it's, like, fun. Yeah. And we're just going to run, and I hope it's, like, 9 goals scored, 10 goals scored. I want someone to score a touchdown. You don't even got to kick the extra point, but I want someone to have 6 goals, and I'm betting it's going to be Knoxville. That's what I want. Pure chaos.
It is possible. Chatta
has it, or even Chatta. Chatta has it in them to be the chaos agents we know and love. That's what I want.
It's possible.
I mean, between the two games, one of them is going to have 10 goals scored. Between our two chaos games, one of them will have 10 goals scored.
Yeah.
I will bet money on that. No, I won't. Because betting on League One is insane. Don't do it.
It's a choice.
It is.
I would not make that choice, but it is a choice.
You gotta live a little, you know? Sometimes you just need to bet the rent on Spokane and Fuego.
You don't gotta do that. You don't gotta do that.
I mean, you may have to at least once, like maybe one time.
I don't know. I don't know about that.
All right, whatever. We did this in under an hour. I'm proud of us.
We crushed it.
We did. Great job. Do we have anything to plug before we sign off of this crazy stream?
No, we'll try and be more consistent moving forward. That is what I'll say. I think we got our shit together again. Ish.
Life happened. A lot of things happened at once. Life
really happened.
Yeah. But it's okay. We back. We've missed you all. Thank you for all of you that have watched with us today, tonight. It is like almost 11 o'clock over here. We appreciate you. We couldn't do this without you. You know, the what do you call a five group? No. The five of us will be back soon. We cannot wait to be back here. Oh, Gio. I miss your flowing locks as well. I gotta go to Greenville, I guess. Fine. So from me and Kyle, we appreciate you. Y'all be easy. If go support your local team, whether it is for the Jägermeister Cup, the regular season, or Open Cup, go. It's fun. You'll meet a whole bunch of people, and then maybe you'll start a podcast with them here on their screen too.
And support your local teams. Podcast, media, whatever. That yes. Most of it is fan driven. Most of them are not getting paid. Correct. Go help them out as well. They are doing this as a fun thing for other people. Correct. Support their work.
As Gio says, love you guys. You have a good night. Be easy.